Now, several Saudi soldiers have been killed in a rocket attack in the country's Jizan province. Yemen's defense ministry made the announcement. The attack was carried out by Yemen's Ansar Allah movement and its allied army units in response to the recent deadly Saudi strikes in Yemen's Hodeidah province. The attack comes a week after Yemeni forces inflicted heavy losses on the forces loyal to the former regime at a military base in Bab al-Mandeb region. The Yemeni fighter's ballistic missile left some 180 people dead, including foreign mercenaries. More than 9,500 Yemenis, most of them civilians, have lost their lives since Riyadh's war on its neighbor began in late March 2015. Let's speak to Jim W. Dean. He's the managing editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us via Skype from Atlanta. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Dean. Now, it seems that Saudi Arabia's airstrikes and aggression against Yemen is continuing, even at a time when delegations from both sides, that is the Yemeni representatives as well as those from the former regime, meet in Kuwait. Isn't this decidedly against the spirit of peace talks?
Well, if there's two things that continue to go on in Yemen, is the fighting never seems to stop, whether there's ceasefires or not, and the peace talks go on with virtually no accomplishment whatsoever. It's almost like they've turned these jobs, these peace talk jobs, into full-time jobs that they plan to keep forever. But the amazing thing about the Yemen war is how the Yemenis can continue to keep the fight up when they have a blockade, a complete sea blockade on. I have really no idea where their gas, fuel to be able to keep their vehicles going. Certainly they had a lot of weapons stored away from the old Soviet, tactical ballistic missiles that they're using, which seem to have been done incredible damage. But these things have to be moved around. They need trucks, they need fuel. It takes fuel to even move fuel trucks around. So it's totally mystified me how they've been able to keep the fight up and resupplying themselves with ammunition and the key things they need to keep the war going. I would have bet that they would have just run out of things to fight with before now.
Well, so it would seem, but of course, it is obvious that Saudi Arabia is continuing its strikes on Yemen to put some pressure on the Yemeni delegation when it comes to negotiations and giving into concessions. However, as you just mentioned, they have been putting up a fight. So is that tactic going to work?
Well, so far it has. As long as the Yemeni people are willing to die, they've not moved fuel trucks around. So it's totally mystified me how they've been able to keep the fight up and resupplying themselves with ammunition and the key things they need to keep the war going. I would have bet that they would have just run out of things to fight with before now.
Well, so it would seem, but of course, it is obvious that Saudi Arabia is continuing its strikes on Yemen to put some pressure on the Yemeni delegation when it comes to negotiations and giving into concessions. However, as you just mentioned, they have been putting up a fight. So is that tactic going to work?
Well, so far it has. As long as the Yemeni people are willing to die, they've not had much internal revolt, and somehow they're getting some support through to them. And the Saudi Arabians are looking smaller and smaller the longer that this goes on, with rich and militarily powerful Saudi Arabia continuing this pointless war with Yemen is basically showing it to be a very, very low-class statesman, a very pitiful thing to do, and really just born out of fear that any kind of an independent state on their border, they consider a threat to their own regime, which really shows that they don't feel that they have much leadership control over the country, that they could be afraid of that the people of Yemen could somehow stimulate the Saudi Arabian people to overthrow the Saudi royal regime.
All right, that's the managing editor of Veterans Today, Jim W. Dean, joining us via Skype from Atlanta. Mr. Dean, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.